namo bhagavate vasudevaya Now I am attracted to those instructions imparted to me by the personality of Godhead, Govinda, because they are impregnated with instructions for relieving the burning heart in all circumstances of time and space.
Desha kalasa yuktani vidyapo kushamani haranti smaratas chityam govinda abhidhani. So, this word vidyapo upasamani, it means heart, and tapo means miseries or burning heat. Tapo means burning heat. If there is fire and there is heat, sometimes it is intolerable. So, heat tapo means the burning fire blazing within the heart. So, that is, always, anyone who is in this material world, he has got this disease, burning fire within the heart. Anyone. That means severe anxiety. Everyone. In a small bar, he is also full of anxiety. Given some grains, it will come, it will eat, at the same time, it will look this way, that way, this way. But full of anxiety. Although there is food, he is eating, still there is anxiety. Somebody may come, kill me. For everyone is full of anxiety. That is the material nature. Nobody can say, I am no anxiety. That is not possible. If he says like that, he is a liar. That is not possible. Is anyone here who can say that he or she has no anxiety? Of course, when you take the Krishna consciousness, there is no anxiety. That is the distinction. Anxiety there is. But to relieve this anxiety, one has to take to Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, no. You cannot get this. So, you may say that sometimes we are not anxiety. Sometimes we are very nice. We wouldn't accept that. Arjuna says, desha kala artha yuktani. There is the time and space within this material world, and artha means purpose. Everything, any time, if Krishna does not say, Arjuna does not say, that sometime, at any time, if we are materially attached, then this hitsapo must be, hitsapo means burning fire, blazing fire within the heart, it will continue. Therefore, Narottam Das Thakur says, Vishaya Vishanale Vivanisi Hiya Jole. Which means anyone who is engaged in this material affair, Vishaya. Vishaya means material necessities. Everyone has got material necessities. Ahara nidra bhaya maiko. How to eat, how to sleep, where to sleep, where to get apartment, where to secure money, to get food, and how to secure sex pleasure, where it is available, man or woman, and how to depend. I have got so much bank balance, it may not be taken away. I have got this property. In this way, everyone is suffering. That's a fact. Therefore, Narottam Das Thakur says, Vishaya Vishanale Divanishi Hiya Jale. The heart is burning, the same one. It is in simple Bengali, as it is in Sanskrit. Vishaya Vishanale Divanishi Hiya Jale. Toribare Nakoi Nupa. So, if a man simply goes on suffering like this, then he is not a human. Human being means, if there is suffering, he must try to alleviate, to mitigate the suffering. That is human. That is, nature gives us this human form of body, intelligence, that if there is danger, if there is anxiety, he tries to get out of it. The animals also do, but they cannot do very nicely. Just like animals have slaughtered, so they know when they are put into one, what is called, pound, they know that they will be slaughtered, but they have no means to get out of it. So, the human being can, if I foresee there is some danger, I can face some way to get out of it. That is human intelligence. That will not come last to say, although I have the intelligence to get out of this material anxieties, the blazing fire within the heart, but I did not take it. And what is that? Hari Nama Prema Thana Golokero Prema Thana Hari Nama Sankirtana Rotina Janmila Kena Ta. This is the remedy. Golokera Premathana, this Harinam Sankirtana, chanting of Hare Krishna Mantra, this sound vibration, it is not material. Suppose, if I would have advised my disciple that you chant Mr. John, Mr. John, Mr. John, this movement would not have spread. How long one can chart this Mr. John, Mr. John? Therefore, it is a proof that all over the world, we have got our 100 centers, everywhere, 100, 200, 300 disciples are there. They're chanting, dancing with Hare Krishna Mantra. Why? Because it is not material sound by this. This is the proof. Don't think that Hare Krishna and chanting the name of Mr. John is the same. No. This is the proof. You can go on chanting 24 hours, still you will not feel tired. This is the Goloka. This is the proof that this Harinama Sankirtana Goloka Premodana. It is the property for loving. It is the thing which will lead you how to love God. Premasama. You gradually develop your propensity to love Krishna. Jesus of Paramahata. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said that Paranga Vijayate Sri Krishna Sangeeta. All glories to the chanting of Hare Krishna Mantra. Why? Bhava Mahadamani Nidbhavanam. Means in this material life, there is a path. All right. Bhava Mahadavani. Davagni means the forest path. The fire in the forest. Nobody goes to set fire in the forest. Nobody has got any business to do that. But still, there is fire. It takes place. Everyone automatically, by the police and all, dry branches of bamboo and other, there is electricity and dry leaves set fire in this way, a big fire. Similarly, in this material world, nobody wants that there may be fire and we all burn. No, nobody wants. But it happens. There is another Bengali song. Sukhera lagiya e ghare basino agune puriya jay. I constructed this house to live very happily. Unfortunately, there was set fire. Fire was set and everything went. And this is material. We should always know. So, Arjuna says that when I remember the teachings of Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita, then it relieves me. Then it relieves me. Hittapo upasamani. Hittapo, that blazing fire within the heart, immediately becomes relieved. So that is also fact. Bhagavad Gita, whenever you are perplexed, you read Bhagavad Gita. You immediately get relieved. That's a fact. Gandhi also said that. Gandhi was a politician, although he could not understand Bhagavad Gita, neither he could understand Krishna. Still, he said that when I read, I give great relief. He was always very busy. So many political problems always coming. So there was no spiritual understanding of these politicians. Sometimes they take the spiritual shelter, so-called, of getting some benefit out of it so that his political movement may be increased or enhanced. So, we do not wish to discuss, but Bhagavad Gita, even if you read without any actual knowledge of the Bhagavad Gita, still you will feel relief. Still you will feel relief. That's why if you go to the fire, you will feel somewhat. That's the fact. Even if you do not know how to enjoy fire. Still, because you are near the fire, you get some warmth. So Bhagavad Gita is like that. Even if you do not understand, by simply hearing the words of Krishna, simply we chant this Parmanabhava-madhu-bhakta-madhyaji-mahana-maskuru. And gradually you do that, Satan prasangatmo bija sangida bhavanti vitkarna rasayana katha tajyotana asu apavagavatpani saddha bhakti vati vanu pramishya. If you discuss Bhagavad Gita among the societies of the devotees, that is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, madhvakteshu abhidhasati. Bhagavad Gita has to be discussed among the devotees. Sometimes we discuss Bhagavad Gita among the non-devotees, that is due to higher order. Higher order, Guru Maharaj asks that you go and speak. So we are doing that. Actually, Bhagavad Gita is to be discussed among the devotees. So, our hard task is that first of all, we have to make one devotee and then let you understand Bhagavad Gita. A double task. Because nobody wants to become devotee. So we are canvassing door to door, country to country, village to village. Sir, please come in our temple. We shall give you nice prasadam. You simply chant Hare Krishna and hear something about Krishna. You still people will not come. Still there is not. We have to canvass, we have to do so many things. That is the influence of Maya. Maya is so strong that unless one is very much determined, Maya will be very strong for him. So still, if we understand that this life is meant for understanding Krishna, or to advance in Krishna consciousness, if this must we understand, then also our life is successful. But you do not take it serious. You do not take it serious. That is the difficulty. Actually, as Nantadas Thakur says, that Vishaya Vishanale Jivanishi Hiya Jale Kori Vare Nakoidu Upas. My heart is always burning on account of this material condition of life, and I did not make any means to get out of this entanglement. Everyone should be intelligent. Intelligent person will admit that his heart is always burning. That's a fact. Now, if we want to get out of it, then, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advises, all the acharyas advises, and here Arjuna also, Arjuna directly listens to Krishna, and he says, this is my practical experience, that when I was a politician, a fighter, he had so many anxieties. So, he used to remember the instruction given by Krishna directly to him. So that instruction, and when you read Bhagavad Gita, that instruction, these two instructions, they are not different. Don't think that Krishna was present before Arjuna, but in my presence there is no Krishna. I simply have got this book. But you should know that the book and the instruction there in the Bhagavad Gita and Krishna, they are absolute one. There is no difference. We can take advantage of Krishna's presence by reading Bhagavad Gita. I have narrated several times the story of a Brahman in South India. He was illiterate and he was reading Bhagavad Gita. So his friends village friends, they knew that this man in the toilet, how he can read Bhagavad Gita. So they were criticizing. Hello, Brahman, how you are reading Bhagavad Gita? So he did not say anything, because he knew that these friends are criticizing me, because I am illiterate, he knows. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came there, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a trap. He was illiterate, and he was reading Bhagavad Gita, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a trap. You see? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inquired, "My dear Brahmana, what you are reading?" So he also could understand that here is a person who has not come to criticize me. He is serious. "Yes, sir, I am reading Bhagavad Gita, but I am illiterate. Don't know what you are reading?" "No, I am simply turning the pages. I cannot read anything." "Then why you are reading, if you can?" "No, my Guru Maharaj ordered. My Guru Maharaj asked me that you shall read Bhagavad Gita daily, 18 chapters." Guru Maharaj knew him that he is illiterate, but he still ordered. This is called Guru Mukha Padma Bhakta Chittete Koriya Ulpa. Arana Koriya. This is called Bhav Faith in Guru. Guru ordered him that you read. Guru must know him that he is illiterate. So what he is reading? Why Guru is ordering? But because he had Bhav Faith in Guru and he was trying to read, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to see him. Just see how this line is important. Guru Mukha Padma Bhakta Chittete Koriya Ulpa. Arana Koriya Ulpa. Ad means anything more. You don't try to understand. Whatever your Guru says, just try to tell them. So what is the next line? Guru Mukha Padma Bhakta Chittete. Siguru Charane Roti Sai Se Uttamar. Don't try to make very good advance by manufacturing your own way. Simply, Siguru Charane Roti Sai Se Uttamar. That is first class. That is Vedic, yes sir. Vedic Aya Jahara Chari. The Veda says, Dasadevi Parabhakti, Jathadevi, Jathadro, Dasaite, Paditajatya, Prasadhanti, Mahatma. To understand, Vedic literature means one must have firm faith in Krishna and firm faith in Guru. Not that my Guru is not so learned, so let me capture Krishna. That is useless. That is useless. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Guru Krishna Kripa Pai Bhakti Lata Bij. One can get the seed of the plant of Kripa Bhakti. How? Guru Krishna Kripa. By the mercy of Guru and by the mercy of Krishna. Not that Krishna Kripa. First Guru Kripa, then Krishna Kripa. So this Brahmana attracted the attention of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was illiterate and he could not read even one word. What is the truth in it? The same thing. Guru Mukha Padma Bhakta Chittete Koriya. He took Guru's order very seriously, that my Guru Maharaj has ordered me, and I must carry out. Never mind, I cannot read. Let me open the pages and see. That's fine. So he was doing that. The others criticized him that this man is useless, what he is doing. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not criticize. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inquired, so what you are reading, my dear Brahman? See, he explained that this gentleman has not come to criticize. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knew that is a perfect Nara Bhagavad Gita. Still he inquired, well, if you are not reading, then how you are crying? I see there are tears in your eyes. What is it meaning? Then he admitted, yes. And that is. Now what? Why you are crying? So as soon as I take this Bhagavad Gita in my hand, a picture comes before me. There, Arjuna is sitting on the chariot, ordering Krishna. And Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is carrying out his order at gravitation. So that makes me amazed, therefore I am crying. So how Krishna is merciful that he accepted a million service for his devotee, he is so kind. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately embraced him, yes, Dhamma, your reading of Bhagavad Gita is perfect. So, it doesn't matter whether one is illiterate or anyone has got these years. So, we should hear from the realized person, Guru Vaishnava, not professional. No, that will not help us. Tadvidhi panipatena paripasmena sevaya. Upadashanti tadjnanam jnanina tattadarshina. Tattadarshina. Tattadarshina means one has seen the truth. Not superficially, but one who understood that this is the truth. So go there and submit there. Panipatena. Pavishya rupena dipatena. Fully surrender there. And then question. Then try to inquire if you cannot understand. First of all, first business is pranipa. Sir, I surrender to you. Sri ham shadhimam prapanna. Arjuna also did so. My dear Krishna, we are talking as friends. This is not solved the problem. Therefore, I am submitting it to you as you decide. Sri shastri ham. Sadhi Maham Prapanna, I have surrendered unto you. Now you can teach. Because as soon as we accept Guru, we have to hear him. Surrender, full surrender. You cannot unnecessarily argue. Oppose, if there is any doubt, you can question submissively. But not that I shall test my Guru how he is learning. That is not happen. One must surrender. So, samvidhi panipati na paripasne na suvaya. Arjuna did that. Therefore, Arjuna learned this Bhagavad Gita and he was always relieved for him and he was perplexed. Paranti smaratasti tam. Paranti. What is that paranti? Rittapa. Rittapa. It is blazing fire within the heart, within the core of the heart. Immediately becomes minimized. Paranti. Smaratasti tam. As soon as I remember, my consciousness, my heart, core of fire, becomes immediately relieved. How it is relieved? Why it is relieved? Govinda Abhijitani. Govinda is that. Govinda means Krishna. Govinda means Krishna. Govinda Vadi Purisham. Tamaham Bhaya. goes, Ishvara Paramakrishna, Sachidananda Vigraha, Anadi Dadi, Govinda, Sarvakarana Karma. Govinda is Sarvakarana. But that Govinda is in a statue to Arjuna. Personally. How fortunate is Arjuna. But it's not so kind that he who actually serious on the track. So, just like his brahmana took in a statement from his spiritual master, and he went to read Bhagavad Gita. And he realized what is Krishna, what is Govinda. Similarly, if we take seriously the instruction of our spiritual master and try to read Bhagavad Gita according to his instruction, then gradually we shall realize Krishna. And if we simply realize Krishna, what is Krishna? Then it's not difficult. Krishna is personally speaking about himself. You haven't got to speculate like nonsense. That's like Gandhi speculates. I do not believe that ever any person like Krishna lives. Do you know that? This is Gandhi's thing. And his mouth. The Mahatma's definition is there in the Bhagavad Gita. Mahatma Rastuman Pratha, Devi Pratiti Mahasrita, Vajanti Ananda Manasrita. That is Mahatma. Not to take advantage of Bhagavad Gita. Of course, there are. So we do not want to criticize anyone, but sometimes it so happens. Big scholars, big politicians, they misguide people. That is the position of India. So many big leaders and politicians and so-called Sannyasis and Yogis, they have exploited people by blogging, and now India's position is, it is neither spiritual nor material. That's all. Do no paipa. Just like it is, the example is, if there are two boats and if you place your leg, this boat and that boat, this position is very peculiar. Neither in this boat nor in that boat. Fully. So, our position is, we are learning technology, and the Western countries, they are advanced in technology always 100 years more. Some years ago, there was a big exhibition in Delhi. The show was that India has manufactured cycles and swingers. That is the problem. There is cycle, I think 200 years ago, was manufactured in the Western country, and so also swing machine. So, India was very much proud. But now we have got cycles. When they are manufacturing big jigs, 747 aeroplanes, we are manufacturing cycles. Medicine also, and technology, that is also technology. They are advanced. We are made for this. That was brain. They can advance in material divisions fully. So we cannot compete. We cannot compete. Although, it is, this technology is the business of the Shudras. Technology is not the occupation for the Brahmanas, Kshatriyas, or Vaishyas. No. In our country still, there are blacksmiths, weavers, oil crackers, still there are in the village. But they are Shudras. So this technology means a class match. That is not knowledge. That is not knowledge. It's like, I do not know how this microphone is working. If it is wrong, some man who knows the art, he will repair it immediately. That does not mean he has not got knowledge. That particular department he has got knowledge. Knowledge means that one who knows God, that is knowledge. Bhavanam janmanavante jnanavan mahana prabhadvata. This is knowledge. So, the Western country, they have taken advancement of knowledge means manufacturing a big motor car. That is also good. But simply for manufacturing motor car, simply for driving motor car, if we forget our real business, not realization, then it is weakness. Murha. Murha. Then we become murha. This life, human life, it is not cats and dogs life. It is human life. Tathāta brahma-jitā. One can realize the absolute truth. If he is increasing, brahma-jitā. Just like you are advancing by inquiry. Jigyāsa. Jigyāsu se uttamam. Jigyāsa. This is human life. Tatmād guruṁ prapadveta. Jigyāsu se uttamam. Uttam means which is not material. This is beyond material. Uttama. Uttagata tama jasmāt. Tama means that. Here, they are so-called scholars, big professors, scientists, but they are in the dark. Tama. Tama means that. They do not know what they are. Ask any scientist, any philosopher, what you are, you say, I'm the body, I'm Indian, I'm American, I'm white, I'm black, I'm this, I'm that, I'm Christian, I'm Hindu, easy. But all these designations is outward, external. Yohabhadra, adhikaha. But everyone is going on, big man, identifying himself with this body. So they are all fools. Tama, in darkness. Dasyāta buddhi kunapa yeti dhātu te. Sadhik kalatrā visubhoma yadhi. Jatheetha buddhi salile matarhiti janesu avignesu saiva krokhat. So, according to Vedic civilization, any person, he may be a very big man, but if he does not know beyond his body, then he is no better than anyone. This is very bad. So we should not remain anyone. This human life has, Arjuna says, there are so many problems. In the Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna was taught by Krishna, Yudhastha, fight. Never say, sit down. My dear Arjuna, you are my friend. You sit down and sleep on this chariot. And I will. I am God. This is my God will do everything for me and I will sleep. This is why. If God does not do anything for me, then I don't want. He must be my honest. And this is why. This is going on in the name of religion. God give us our daily bread. If you don't supply, I don't want. So something is better than nothing. If one goes to God for asking bread, at least it's better than the rascals who at all do not go to God. It's his class. That is your admission. Chaturthika bhajantema sutritima arjuna. Atva sasu jujyasu jaini kabharatasu. So, we should test this instruction of Arjuna. Govinda abhihitani me. Govinda has narrated the Nitya Bhagavad Gita as the name, and when I remember, not read the instruction, then immediately there is what is called minimizing the smalaka sittam, hitraho upasamam, upasamam means relief, immediate. So read Bhagavad Gita. Our Krishna consciousness movement is based on this Bhagavad Gita. We do not manufacture it. Jatamat tatama. This is Ashkelda. This is Ashkelda. That if you manufacture some way for relief, that is not possible. Because you are imperfect, how you can manifest? Your senses are imperfect. You cannot manifest. If you manufacture, then you simply waste your time. Well, real religious life means dharmam tu sakshat bhagavata. To abide by the orders of Bhagavan, the Supreme Person. So Bhagavan says, manmanabhava madhvakta madhyajina namaskuru. You simply always think of me, manmanabhava. You become my devotee. Walk with me and offer your obeisances, then you are sure that you are coming back. Very simple then. If you chant Hare Krishna and here is Krishna present, just offering obeisances and worshipping, decorating, giving thanks food. In this way, you become devotee of Krishna, then your life is successful. Where do you think it? Anyone, we are opening so many temples. Why? This rascal will come, offer obeisances, hear something about Krishna, offer something for worshipping Krishna, and chant Hare Krishna. So do that, your life is successful. Thank you very much.